93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt's here. Just got to look at the news. Britt, what's going on?
Well, Russ, the healthcare worker out in Dallas who provided care for the Ebola patient who died earlier this week has tested positive for the virus. The CDC calls it a result of a breach in protocol. On to some local news, Tacoma Park police are looking for a missing teenage girl. 14-year-old Tashana Lane was last seen Friday afternoon in Houston Court. If you have any information, please contact police. A woman claims a taxi driver sexually assaulted her in his cab. The incident reportedly happened between 2:30 and 3 a.m. Saturday morning. D.C. police are looking for the man who was last seen driving a red four-door cab with a gray stripe in Northwest. Two brothers have been charged with raping a woman in a parking garage in Bel Air. 25-year-old David Korn and 21-year-old Ryan Korn were charged with first-degree rape for an incident that occurred Saturday morning. A Riverdale man is dead after his car went off the road and hit a utility pole. The crash happened early yesterday morning on Riverdale Road, killing 25-year-old Jose Manrique. Prince George's County Police are looking for a cause. A Greenbelt woman who stole money from a cancer research charity will spend 6 months in jail. 39-year-old Iyana Carter was sentenced Friday. She pled guilty to stealing more than $10,000 from Melanoma Research Alliance. Maryland candidates for governor will meet in Virginia for a debate this morning. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown and Republican Larry Hogan will face reporters. Brown had the lead in the latest poll. Yesterday, 30 World War II planes flew over D.C. to honor veterans. The planes flew in a formation over the Pentagon and the Arlington National Cemetery. And there was drama in the hospital in D.C. yesterday. Two great-grandmothers were escorted out of the hospital for fighting at the birth of their new great-grandson. The 72-year-old woman and the 80-year-old woman were fighting. I'm Britt, and that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.